If you have an urgent orthopedic or sports injury, the University of Kansas Health System can see you quickly. They've added extended hours during the week and have a Saturday morning walk-in clinic in Overland Park. Your orthopedic and sports injuries deserve champion treatment from the experts who treat the Chiefs. Request an appointment at kansashealthsystem.com/sportsmedicine. That's kansashealthsystem.com/sportsmedicine. The University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs.
Okay, let's go ahead and move on to one of our REMAX Big Three games and talk about a little bit of Shawnee Mission Northwest. And we'll bring in Bishop Miege coach John Holmes. And coach, you're in an unfamiliar position. You're 2-3. This is the last week of the season. Usually you have a few more games under your belt, and you've got a few more losses than you normally do. But this week you're taking on Shawnee Mission Northwest. It's another COVID special, if you want to call it that, of scheduling some teams that don't usually get to play. How exciting is it to play a team like Shawnee Mission Northwest as you get ready for the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really exciting for us. You know, it's one of those matchups that obviously wouldn't happen if it wasn't for these crazy times that we're in. You know, and I know over here at Miege, we want to play the best teams we can play in the regular season to get us ready for the postseason. And, you know, Friday night against Shawnee Mission Northwest is not going to be any different, that's for sure.
Coach, as you look at the first 5 weeks of your season and the five games that you've played, what are some of your likes and dislikes about your running game at this point in the season as you go in against Shawnee Mission Northwest?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think the dislikes, you just got to be able to be way more consistent with it to where we know the effort we're getting. You know, now for us, Rockhurst and, you know, Aquinas Strider, the shooter, two really good run defenses. So, you know, the yards weren't there, but we saw some glimpses of some things that we felt could do it. And then week three for us, we kind of had a breakout game rushing the ball, followed it up week four with another good one, and then, you know, ran the ball well last week, even in a loss. So, you know, I think the positive for us, we got Jalen Birch and Josh Conklin, two guys that are really good at running the football. And, you know, we came into the year with three new starters on the offensive line, and now those guys are getting ready for their sixth game together and have really showed improvement each week. So that's what we're excited to going into this game, that's for sure.
Well, for some of your new starters, this is normally about the middle of the season, kind of that spot where you're kind of grinding through. Do they feel like they're getting their legs underneath them and they're pretty much ready to roll?
Yeah, you know, I think so. You know, for us defensively, we have nine new starters in there. So, you know, and all most of those guys that came in were all JV guys last year for us. So, you know, there's no easier way to get ready for varsity football than playing the schedule that we played. So, you know, now here we are getting ready for week six, and we've seen improvement in all phases of the game for us. And, you know, that challenge isn't going to be any different this week for us. So I know we're excited for those guys to take the next step.
Coach, regarding
get ready for the playoffs.
Coach, regarding what you just said about your defense, how is it going into taking care of Ty Black?
You know, it's going to be a challenge. I mean, you look at their offense, and they're putting up over 40 points a game. Nobody has stopped them. You look at all their scores. I mean, every one of their games is a shootout. You know, they lost that one-point loss to Aquinas where they went for the win. And, you know, so for us, we got to be able to stop it. You know, and they do such a good job over there playing to the strengths of their offense. They get the ball out quick. They get the ball to their running back number four. That's really good in space with the football. So, you know, I know our defensive staff hasn't rested very easy this week because we know we have a great challenge ahead of us there.
Have you played anybody who's like Ty who can run the ball as well too? Because a lot of games, he is the leading rusher for them.
I mean, this year we really haven't. That's been a true spread team. You know, every team we play where they have a running quarterback, that's what they want to do. Where, you know, you put on Northwest and it's a 50-50. You know, well, are they going to run it or throw it? And then, you know, I think what makes Ty so good is when a play breaks down, he makes something out of nothing. You know, he's able to scramble and make plays. So, you know, for our defense, you know, I think that's going to be a challenge for us. And, you know, it's one that we've tried to simulate in practice all week by getting our quarterbacks moving around a little bit. So, you know, that's something we've tried to help the defense out with there, but it's definitely going to be a challenge for him.
How are your special teams playing? I know some of the teams that had a little bit of a late start and with a summer that was different than others. How is that group coming together?
Yeah, I mean, we've been really consistent there, we think. You know, we're still waiting for that big play, whether it be a touchdown return or a big block punt. So that's something we just got to get more consistent with. And I think now that you're getting ready to play your fifth game, now you're starting to be kind of in mid-season form, hopefully there with that. And You know, we feel really good about our personnel that we got there. We've had some guys really step up in that phase of the game for us.
Well, it's won you games. I know it won you a Mill Valley game a while ago.
Yep.
And so that's something I know you guys hang your hat on. Well, tell me, now that you've gotten 5 weeks in before you get 6 weeks, when you get done with this game, you look at 4A football, are you worried about seeding at this point, or do you know with as much depth as there this year, you're going to have to play these teams no matter what?
No matter what, you're going to have to play them. I mean, you look right now, if the season ended, I believe we would be the number 10 seed. So I know there's going to be a 2 seed and a 7 seed that aren't too happy to see us sitting there. And, that's where you look. You know, I think you look at the depth of 4A this year. I mean, really, I would take it up. You know, you look at the depth of 5A, I think the depth in 4A is probably deeper there. So, you got great programs, Paola, Tonganoxie up top. Fort Scott's kind of surprised some people down south a little bit. And then you look at us in St. James sitting there as kind of the 7, 8, 9, 10 line. So there's going to be some depth there for sure. So I know it's going to be a battle for us each week in the playoffs.
Coach, as a defending state champion, when you look at your team, what needs to improve in the next few weeks in order for you guys to be in that final game again?
Yeah, I mean, we got to be able to tackle better. Especially looking kind of at 4A and what teams like to do. You know, teams like to line it up and run it over you. We got ran over last week against Bishop Carroll, gave up over 300 yards on the ground. So for us, we know we have to fix that. We have to be better there for us to have any success because, offenses are going to try to keep our offense off the field. So we're going to have to be able to get some stops to get our offense on the field.
Well, Coach, it should be a fantastic game this week. Good luck, and we appreciate you taking time with us.
All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.